NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Young guys, good day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what's up? What's up, Lapis?
Hey, what's up, Jess?
Just popped out of nowhere. we're talking about the SD beat cap. SD card beat tape. I was gonna say like SD beat card tape. I don't know if people still kind of used SD cards are pretty
well
popular.
My sampler takes an SD card.
Oh yeah. Okay. That's very cool.
Yeah, and because the on my sampler I have like a little cool old ashtray full of SD cards that have samples and stuff on them. And every now and then I'll find one that I haven't listened to in ages and find some cool stuff on there. And that's kind of what this release is like, finding these songs that I just had ages ago and then being like, oh, these are too good to just be on my computer, but so I should put them out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've been releasing things for a while, but you haven't really put out like a whole album until now. Because I remember, I think a few years ago, I came across a few of your songs and I was like, oh, this is mean. Can't wait to hear more. And you were telling me that this was like, has taken a while to release, or?
This one that I just released is really like throwaway stuff that I made. Like most of those songs are from like 2014 or something. And I've just been holding out. It's fucking like reflecting back, and like I think I want to say that to other people as well, just put stuff out because it's never going to be good enough kind of thing, and then it becomes irrelevant, and it's like, damn, I should have put it out when I was excited about it and not waited, that kind of thing, you know.
Yeah.
So with this I was just like, man, I just gotta put something out there. And so I'm not that hyped about it myself, but I hope that some of it's enjoyable.
It's definitely, like, you know, yeah, don't overthink it. I think quite a few musicians do feel like that, you know?
Yeah.
Like too scared to put stuff out because they worked so hard on it. And
especially once, like you were saying, like people started hearing some songs. And before that, I was just making it, and I would listen to it myself, and I would enjoy it, and that's what I was doing it for. And then as soon as I showed it to other people, it was like, psychologically, it kind of fucked me up a bit, I guess. Wanting that clout, as they say these days, or whatever, you know?
Oh, yeah, clout.
Wanting to be, and then being like, oh, maybe I should market it, you know, and all this social media stuff, and now it's just like, thinking back, I'm just like, oh man, like I wish, like that first part of making music is the best. People should try hold on to that, you know, and not try to like market themselves too hard. I don't know, maybe some people can do it, but for me it's
a difficult road.
Interesting.
The first track that we're talking about today is Stuffy. Do you have much to say about this track?
I really like this one. That's why I chose it, obviously. my friend Eli gave me the sample, and me and him, we used to send each other stuff, and I was like, it was so exciting. And then I came up with this and I sent it to him, and we were both really into it. And it's just got this really nice, like, dusty feeling to it. That's what I have to say.
This is Stuffy by Lapis. Stuffy by Lapis. Up next we've got Luke.
There's an old cartoon that I used to love as a kid called Lucky Luke.
It's about
this cowboy called Lucky Luke, and he's always capturing this group of criminals called the Daltons. They're these four guys, and they go from tall, medium to short, and they wear yellow and black striped clothes. And Lucky Luke's kind of like the badass that captures them. And the sample in this is from Lucky Luke. And I was just like really stoked. I made this in one day. And yeah, those are like songs when they just come in one session. That's the best, you know. I don't even have to think.
Just go for it. I've never heard of Lucky Luke.
Lucky Luke, just check it out.
What channel was it on?
I don't know if it was even on TV. Maybe we had like VHS of it. I'm not sure where it's from. I think it might be European, maybe French or something.
Okay. I was a huge Saddle Club fan.
Saddle Club. See, I don't know what that is.
It's my favorite. Anyways,
maybe they have some good samples too.
If I made a song, I would call it Saddle Club because that's my favorite. Anyways, this is Luke by Lapis.
Thank you.
was Luke by Lapis. We just, just fixing ourselves at the moment.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yep, BFM headphones falling apart. But
yeah, that's why should get a BFM B card for 20
that's
a month.
Right.
So you can.
I need to do that actually.
Yeah, so we can fix these headphones, but that's okay. It's not about the B card. It's about Lapis at the moment. The next track is King of the Light featuring
King
Ruben
of
Hudson.
Light. Oh yeah, this is a bit of a new one, newer than all the other ones. With the homie Ruben, who used to be in my band. The song is like a coming of age song. It's about, yeah, like the rite of passage when you kind of, you're born again out of your mum's comforting
warm
surrounds.
Yeah. Warm.
Cutting the cord for the second time. At least attempting to. It's always tempting to go back there, you know?
Yeah, I was just think when you're like a baby and just get carried around, you don't have to walk anywhere.
Yeah. But I think it's healthy to be aware of that, you know, and then consciously make the sacrifice of sacrificing those comforts for your independence and freedom, you know.
Well,
I think we both related to that when we made the song and captured that in a cool way.
Nice. This is King of the Light featuring Ruben Hudson.
Back is turned and I am walking.
till the light, King of the light, King of.
That was King of the Light, featuring Reuben Hudson by Lapis. Up next is Talisman.
Talisman. Yeah. This is kind of on a similar buzz because I went and did like this rite of passage weekend. It's like this thing you can go to. It's for men. There's also women's versions of it, and like, I guess in that sense it's quite traditional, but it's like you go on an adventure and it's like rite of passage and you get a talisman. You get like a little pouch that symbolizes you having gone through this journey, and in this track in the background there's someone talking, they're listing these words like integrity and secrets and da da da, and like defining what that is. And that's one of the things that they said to us. They were like, integrity, and they told us.
So you did know, you what like integrity record is. It? Wow.
No, oh. I don't know. I found this dude saying pretty much the same thing on YouTube or something, I guess. And then, yeah, I found that really inspiring. So I made the song kind of as like a, you know, my talisman of that experience.
Yes. Yeah, got it.
Yeah.
Cool. So this is Talisman by Lapis.
Commit to give in charge or trust, deliver or safekeeping, to bind as by a promise, to pledge to entrust. Commit a pledge or promise to do something. Promise an oral or written agreement to do or not to do something. A vow. Trust, the firm belief in the honesty, integrity, or reliability of another person. Confidential, told in confidence, imparted in secret, entrusted with private or secret matters. Secret, kept from public knowledge or from the knowledge of certain persons.
This right here is X222?
Yeah, that's pretty much just what I call the project file on my software. And that's become real trendy, or probably has been trendy for a while, just to like, if you make beats, you just put the name of the track as like whatever you saved it as. And usually that's just like some random numbers or whatever. Yeah, this is interesting because I made this beat when I started to get to know the Grow Room guys, like Bad Crop and Wi-Fi and Lights Can John and Brandon Shiraz and those guys. And I hadn't met Ethan or Ryan or anyone from Bad Crop, and I sent them this beat. And then someone was like, oh, I like you made a beat for someone Bad Crop and shit, and there's a video for it. And I was like, what? And they didn't even tell me, but they made a track even had like a video. And I was like, oh, that's like a, you could have let me know, like, can we make a song? But at the same time, I was like, yeah.
I'm pretty stoked.
I'm stoked.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
This is also Bad Crop One Hit Wonder instrumental. What's it called that?
That's the one.
Thank you.
long player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.